KMA football is now officially in postseason when it comes to all classes here. Class 4A heading into round one action here. We have on the line with of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors football squad head coach Justin Smith. Put together a fine season. Just lost their season opener to Bishop Phelan early on the year in a one-score affair. After that, only wins for the Warriors. Coach, let's kind of give a brief summary of that season. What was that turnaround like there from then on out on week two?
Well, you know, we just starting with a bunch of new offensive linemen that first game. And, you know, just, you know, the technique and, you know, playing as a unit, they just weren't very sound there. And then they got a lot better through weeks two and three. And that's really been the key to our success is our success up front on our O&D lines.
When it comes to the district championship, you guys rattled through that as well. What's it mean to get a district championship? That way you guys are going to be able to host there round one.
Yeah, it means you get a home playoff game. It means you've had a good year. Kids have worked hard and, you know, earned the opportunity to be at home, which is always a nice thing.
In class four, you guys like to pound the rock there offensively. Talk to us about your offensive strategy and how guys, and with those new linemen, have established throughout the season. And who's doing it? Who's doing a good job there offensively?
Well, you know, the offensive line obviously is doing a great job up front. You know, and then we got some guys, you know, Joe Hardy's kind of a power back for us and a good blocker. At one of the wings, you know, Ryan Houston was a returning starter and unfortunately got hurt early in the year, but Becker Cross has stepped in for him. And he's kind of our speed guy, and he has over 1,000 yards. Our fullback, Brody McCosby's an excellent blocker, and then, you know, also gets the ball and runs effectively as well. And then our quarterback is kind of the key to the whole thing, Isaiah Jurvik. You know, we throw the ball a little bit, and, you know, he's got a pretty good quarterback rating this season, but really it's just executing the details of the offense, and he's a pretty good runner with the ball in his hands as well.
Now for you guys defensively, let's go to the other side of the ball. You guys have all but one game held the opponents of 14 or under on their points, and you've even turned defense into offense throughout the year. Give a speech there on your defensive side of things. Have you guys excelled?
Yeah, I think we're really good at the linebacker position. You know, Joey Hardy is our field linebacker. And, you know, he's going to USD next year as a defensive lineman. And our middle backer, Xavier Jones, is a really talented athletic, physical young man. On the boundary, we got Emma Kneifel, who's pretty good too, you know, about 6'3", 200. So all those guys are, you know, 6'2", 6'3", or bigger and over 200 pounds, and they move well. So that's a good place to start. The linemen are much smaller than those guys are, but they do their job, and they're disruptive in there. And then the secondary, you know, we got some guys that can cover pretty well and fit the run as well. Jurvik doubles as a safety for us. You know, Gavin Warren is one of the better DBs, I think, in the state, and he's an excellent receiver for us as well. So we have some pretty good talent there, but it all comes down to, you know, reading your keys and doing your job because, you know, everybody's going to be talented at this point.
And now we're heading on to Class 4A's first-round matchup. Sometimes in the postseason, you play a team you've never even played before, and you guys are actually going to be matched up with Lamar's, a team you guys have played actually here in this month alone. What is it going to mean to have a quick turnaround to play these guys and just expectations for this first-round matchup?
Never easy to play someone twice. You know, they kind of look at what you did, and they'll take advantage of the things that they see on film that they might not have seen in game. You know, it's never an easy thing to beat a team twice. So we're going to have to be really sharp and play really sound physical football.
And then what do you think as people are going to be watching that game where you guys, this Class 4A first round matchup, what's it going to kind of look like stylistically for people that are watching the stands?
But, you know, offensively, they're more of a kind of spread you out, get the ball in athletes' hands type of team. And we have the same philosophy as far as getting multiple guys the ball in certain situations, but you know, you'll see us in a lot more condensed sets. So it'll definitely be a contrast of styles.
And then what would it just mean? You know, you guys already put together a fine season. What would it mean for your seniors and the program as a whole to get a playoff win under your belt and keep moving on?
It means you get another week. You know, that's really the thing. Just really focus each day on getting better, and good things happen usually.
And simply put, and that is head coach Justin Smith of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, Class 4A first round coming up, looking to defend the district title against Lamar's. Hey, coach, thanks for getting this in. Appreciate the time and good luck there come Friday.
Yeah, appreciate the coverage. Thank you.